Massive trade between two Canadian teams, the Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs have traded captain Dion Phaneuf in part of a multiplayer trade that involves Milan Mikhailiuk and Colin Greening, Jared Cowan going the other way. We'll give you the particulars in just a moment, but first, your initial reaction. Nick, you take the Toronto side. Doug McLean, you take the Ottawa Senators angle in this deal.
Well, this is a deal that the Leafs have been trying to make for a long time. This is not something that came overnight. I think they made it abundantly clear that they wanted to move that contract out with the new regime, especially with Shanahan, Lou Lamoriello. They knew that moving forward that that contract was not a good fit for many reasons. And they've got to reset this thing and clean the slate here, and they were able to do it. Not retaining salary off of Phaneuf's contract the next 6 years is huge for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they were able to do it. Give them credit. They've been polishing up some pieces, and they did that with Phaneuf. My next question is Kadri next?
Doug, the Ottawa angle.
Well, we said for a long time that they wouldn't be able to move this deal unless they retained dollars, and essentially, they did retain dollars, but it comes in bad contracts from Ottawa. So for a couple of years, it's okay for Ottawa. It's okay that Ottawa will save money over the next 2 years for moving Greening out and moving Cowan out, who they didn't like, didn't want on their team. Mikhailiuk, who they didn't want on their team. So essentially, it wasn't retained dollars like we saw in the Kessel deal, but they really did have to hold some money here. Let's not kid ourselves.
What does it mean to Ottawa
for Brian Murray
right now?
For Brian Murray, he had to even up the money. Yeah. So Ottawa saved money the next 2 years on Dion, and after that, they get hit with Dion's full salary, which they will not like.
And
from a player perspective, to me, he goes in as a number 2-3 defenseman after Carlson. So does it make their defense better? Yeah, I think it makes their defense. It improves their defense. As Dion comes in as a number three guy after Mathot and Carlson, as that pair, and he plays in the second pair, it improves their team. So I don't like the fact that Ottawa have to hold the money the last 4 years or so of this deal, 3 or 4 years of the deal. I don't like that. But they're not a cap team anyway, so maybe it won't affect them.
Here are the particulars of the deal. Dion Phaneuf, Matt Fratton, Casey Bailey, Ryan Rupert, and defense prospect Cody Donahue go from the Toronto Maple Leafs to the Ottawa Senators in exchange for Jared Cowan, forward Colin Greening, been in the American Hockey League this year, Milan Mikhailiuk, Tobias Lindbergh, as well as Ottawa's second-round pick in 2017. There is no salary retained in this transaction.
No, and Max had it. They're all on expiring contracts, but they've tried to move
except
Colin
for
Greening.
Cowan's not on an expiring.
What's he got left on it?
He's got
two years.
Yeah,
2 years.
So it is an expire. It will expire in the next year or two.
Right.
Colin Greening's another guy.
But that's almost eight million you're retaining.
And Colin Greening was a guy that they've been trying to move for a long time, get him off the books.
Totally.
Impossible to do it.
Totally.
Until you throw in a deal like
so
this.
Programming note. Brian Murray's going to speak at the top of the hour. We will take you there live on the acquisition of Dion Phaneuf.
And Colin Greening's scheduled to make $3.2 million next year.
That's what I mean. So Ottawa save for the next 2 years. Toronto's taking some bad contracts back the other way to make it work. But we don't know the prospects. If they're all secondary prospects, I don't know them. So we'll have to go from there. But the second round pick is a positive for the Leafs too, So to me, it's Ottawa dump bad contracts. The Leafs dump a bad contract. And Ottawa get a player that may help them get in the playoffs.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, we're all looking at the standings, and we're not liking what we see from a Canadian perspective.
No, let's hope this gets Ottawa in.
So good on Ottawa for at least taking their bat off their shoulders. I think Phaneuf will come in and solidify that top four with Cody Ceci.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, he gives them some grit. He gives them some experience. He doesn't have to burden
helps
the shoulder.
Leadership maybe with Carlson.
Doesn't have to carry the burden here.
He's a number 2-3 guy for me.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Carlson and I'm, last week I'm calling my organization a budget team, I think he should be pretty happy about this.
Can both organizations feel good about this trade?
I think both can. I think, you look at Brian Murray, how many more years is Brian going to, Is Brian going to stay on as GM? Brian wants to make the playoffs bad. Melnick wants to make the playoffs bad. So to me, Ottawa feel good short term about the money. Better chance to make the playoffs. Leafs feel good about money long term.
This is a home run for the Leafs. This is a home run unloading $40 million on a 30-year-old. Okay? He's not, he doesn't fit into that new core group that you hope will be Nylander, Marner, Riley. There's a new pick coming up that should be at least in the top five. Maybe one, so that's the future of the Leafs.
It's going to be exciting when the Leafs start to make trades that acquire people that will help their team. I guess the Kapanen one may be a little bit of one with Kessel, but you lost Kessel. It's going to be interesting when they start to make trades instead of just dumping contracts. That will be something we'll look forward to, and that'll happen over the next couple of years. They still have a few more to weed out here.
Okay, just so you know, look at your clock.
I just wrote them a note.
Right at noon, because we have to reset for the NHL Network.
Okay, so in 1 minute, we're going to do a complete reset.
Do you understand that?
Save the aggravation, just take it right now.
I feel like I'm in grade two, and
I'm not saying another word.
This is a note from Linda. Here, take it.
I'd like a note to get out for a dentist appointment.
She likes you.
We did not expect to be having this discussion today, although... Yesterday I said, we're about 3 weeks out from the NHL trade deadline. This is the week you usually get something to break the seal and move things along. Dion Phaneuf being traded. Then Dion Phaneuf being traded to the Ottawa Senators.
They used to be rivals.
Is an unusual move. Is an unexpected move. There's no secret Brian Murray wanted a defenseman that could play... being his top two, he plays with Carlson or not.
I kept hearing rumblings out of Columbus that they were talking to Columbus about Tootin. And I think it came down to Phaneuf or Tootin. Tootin with a much shorter contract. But obviously they went this way when Toronto agreed to take the money.
You can keep the note. This is Hockey Central at noon. Breaking news on the trade front. 3 weeks, less a day from the NHL trade deadline, the Ottawa Senators and the Toronto Maple Leafs have hooked up on a blockbuster, a multiplayer trade, which sees Toronto's captain, Dion Phaneuf, move to the Ottawa Senators with Matt Fratton, with Casey Bailey, Ryan Rupert, defense prospect Cody Donaghy, in exchange for Jared Cowan, forwards Colin Greening, Milan Mikhailuk, who's injured right now, Tobias Lindbergh, as well as Ottawa's second-round pick in 2017. We will take you to Ottawa and Brian Murray's press conference as he reacts to making this trade with Lou Lamoriello. We knew that Dion Phaneuf was in play last year at the trade deadline. But a year ago, would you have been able to look back and say, both the Phil Kessel contract and the Dion Phaneuf contract? Believe that.
And both players.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to harp on anything, but, you know, you got to almost go back to Salute Gate. Honestly, and the way that was handled and the leadership group, which consisted of Phaneuf and Kessel. And I think, you know, if both of them one day, I don't know if it's today, tomorrow, maybe 10 years from now, we'll look at that and say we probably should have handled that a little better. But in saying that, Darren, it's just now the new core group that you're looking at, anywhere between ages now of 19 and 22, 23.
You bring up Salute Gate, but did he,
Phaneuf's out of that.
Did he not rehabilitate his reputation from that when you listen to the comments from Mike Babcock and Lou Lamoriello?
Maybe he did, and all my indications of being down at the rink is that Phaneuf's been great. He's been awesome, and, you know, he's – but it doesn't matter anymore, not at his age.